This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we'll be talking to Janessa Stemke about genetically modified foods, greatly misunderstood friend or ghastly malevolent fiend. We will get to the bottom of that during the first hour. During the second hour, we'll be joined by Steve Lapidus from AgeForce to talk about some exciting products that will be launched in 2014, some really, really exciting products that I'm excited about getting my hands on as well. Excuse me. And then during the second half hour of the second hour, I will be doing my opinion editorial on the Quest Protein Bar label claims lawsuit. I've gotten a lot of emails from you out there who want to know where I stand on this issue, and I'm going to make it very, very clear, so you won't want to miss that. Also want to mention that next Monday, Elisa Profumo and I will be doing our year-end wrap-up show as a casual Friday on Monday. And we'll also be talking about the things that we love that we were introduced to this year, so you won't want to miss that. Okay, Janessa Stemke, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, very good. Let's do this. Let's start out with this. Tell my audience a little bit about yourself and how you were first introduced into the genetic engineering / agricultural background.
Okay, well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you very much for inviting me on your show. It's really an honor to be talking to you and providing information for your listeners. I studied plant biology at UC Riverside in Southern California as an undergraduate, and I entered college as a genetic engineering major, intending to work for Monsanto upon graduation. And that was my original intent coming out of high school. Things have changed. But I intended to work for Monsanto because I wrote an essay in high school after reading Silent Spring on pesticides, and I learned how bad they are. And I decided I need to do something about this. And through my research, I learned that plants have natural defense mechanisms already in them, but that we've bred them out over years and millennium of agriculture. And so I thought, well, let's just isolate them and put them back in. It's more natural. It's better than pesticides, or right, less evil than pesticides. And I got the opportunity to work in a genetic engineering lab at UCR for 2 years, and I saw how the process actually works, and I realized it's not what I thought, and I don't know if I can continue with this. And at the time when I was debating what to do with my life, I felt like I was walking off a cliff into the dark, and my friends invited me to help start a community garden. I thought, wow, that's a great idea. I had never thought of multiple people managing a garden together. And so I learned from many mentors and took a different path from there.
But interestingly enough, so I want to ask you this question. Why did we breed out the natural anti-nutrients that were put there through evolutionary selection pressure to protect plants from being eaten?
Yeah.
Were they also something that made us sick, or were they also something that made them taste worse?
Oh, well, that's actually, well, the same chemicals that make it defensive against insects,
right,
also make it taste bitter or taste bad for people. So we bred it for it to taste better, but at the same time, we made it more susceptible to pests. So people might think that you have to choose between a bitter, naturally pest-resistant lettuce or a lettuce covered with lots of holes from insects, or a pretty looking lettuce, but it has lots of toxic chemicals all over that. And there's actually other methods to make your lettuce look pretty and tasty without any of the toxic pesticides, but I can talk about that later.
Yeah, okay, so for those who still don't understand, and obviously this is what, when it was revealed to you what genetic engineering was that made you choose a different path, explain the genetically modified food variants, and maybe even against the backdrop of selection and hybridization.
That's a good question, because I feel like a lot of people out there just don't understand what genetic engineering is, and therefore they're afraid of it because they don't know what it is. They think it's Frankenstein food or something like that. And I think a lot of the people who do know what it is and understand it very well have reason to be even more afraid than the people who don't know what it is. And so it's my goal to, since I did work in the industry for a couple years and I understand it, to explain in clear understanding terms that are easy for people to understand. And it's my goal to dispel myths, because the truth is a powerful tool. So let me explain the actual process of genetic engineering. So say you're a scientist at Monsanto and you want to develop frost-tolerant tomatoes to grow in Alaska in January.
Right.
Never you mind the fact that you don't get enough sun in January to grow tomatoes, because they need 6 hours of sunlight and it's complete darkness. But anyway, so you isolate a gene from fish, and this gene, an Arctic fish, this gene allows for the membranes in the Arctic fish to remain fluid at low temperatures, which is important because the reason why cells freeze is because their membranes become rigid. And so you take that gene and you put it in the plant, but you can't just expose the plant to the fish gene. You have to get it in there somehow, and this process is highly ineffective. It doesn't always work. So in order to make sure that you're working with plants that have actually taken up the gene of your interest, you also include with the DNA a gene that encodes for antibiotic resistance and herbicide resistance, and I'll explain why in a bit. So the technique used is called agrobacterium-mediated transformation, and it is done by a bacteria called Agrobacterium tumefaciens. And this is a bacteria that naturally causes tumor-like cancerous growth on plants. It's not a byproduct of genetic engineering. It's just a plant disease that genetic engineers use for their advantage to get DNA into plants that doesn't belong there. And so, but the bacteria has to be exposed to the DNA that you want to put in. So you expose the bacteria to your fish gene and your antibiotic resistance gene and your herbicide resistance gene. That process is not always efficient, so you apply the antibiotic to the bacteria that you've just grown, and then those that survive, you know, have taken up all of your fish gene and your antibiotic resistance and your herbicide resistance, and then you use the surviving cells of bacteria to expose them to the plant. And you wound the plant and then put the bacteria on the plant. Sometimes the plant will pick up the DNA from the bacteria. Sometimes it won't. And so to determine which plants have taken up the DNA from those that have not, you spray the plants with herbicide to kill off those that don't have the DNA. And so then you grow the plants that have taken up the DNA and you grow them for seed. And that's
that becomes the seeds for this new crop.
Yeah, but the whole process is very inefficient. It kills about 95% of the plants that are not genetically engineered. It kills 95% of your plant population. There's another method. It's called the gene shotgun method, and in my essay, I published on riversidefoodforum.org if anybody wants to look at the essay. Well,
and we'll give the website a couple times during the interview.
Okay. So I accidentally said that it was monopolized by Monsanto, but it's actually monopolized by DuPont, this method of gene shotgun approach. And it bypasses the bacteria stage, but it shoots mini gold pellets coated with the DNA of interest directly into the plant tissue. So,
but now the problem with this approach is that it's very hard to reproduce it, and it's really like the analogy was given to me like if you were playing marbles and you shoot a marble into a stack of marbles, you couldn't do that the same way and have it react the same way. So it's very unpredictable in how it's going to ultimately affect the plant. While it may create the desired attribute, there are lots of undesirable attributes that can occur as well in kind of a chain reaction, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a major concern. There's just so much unknowns out there that life is so complex. It's something that we shouldn't be tinkering with. And that's what I discovered, and that's what caused me to walk away from genetic engineering. There is a way to determine where in the genome the genes have been placed. It's through reverse analysis called tDNA or transfer DNA technique. And you know the genes, you know the DNA sequence on either side of your gene of interest, and you also know the gene of interest. So you sequence your genome of the plants that have been engineered to find out exactly where your gene has been inserted, but there's no way to tell the gene to go to a particular spot.
And the truth is they don't really know. They don't really, it's not like they have a blueprint and they go, oh, we got to get this gene between that and that. They just do it until it has the desired attribute. That's all they do.
Yeah, and as long as it doesn't kill the plant, they assume
that
it's all right.
All right, let's do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to start to talk about what it was that concerned you most about genetic engineering that made you turn away from this field, which you would have been a highly paid, I would imagine, scientist. Okay. The website is Riverside Forum, a food forum, riversidefoodforum.org. If you want to read more about Janessa Stemke, we're going to be talking about this. This is going to be a really promising interview. I can tell you that right now. Stay tuned.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to Superhuman Radio and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We can thank Adel Moussa for his contributions to Supreme Radio for this interview today, because he's the one who sent me the original paper from Janessa. Okay, so what was it about what you had learned about genetic engineering that really gave you the greatest concerns?
Well, first, I think I forgot to talk about how genetic engineering is different than hybridization and other methods.
Sure.
Should I talk about that?
Okay, sure.
So people say, well, genetic engineering isn't very much different than what we've already been doing. And it is because, we've been breeding plants over thousands of years, and the plants that survive from each generation aren't significantly different than the ones before that. You have the process of natural selection. You're not going to randomly get fish genes in tomatoes,
right? And that was
natural selection or selective breeding.
And that was a big point right there. I mean, when they start taking genes from other species, which is common now, and integrating them, that's a big line. That would never happen in science in a billion years.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead, I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I just wanted to make that clarification. But going off of the process, the process concerns me more than the product, more so than the product. I'm concerned about the final product, don't get me wrong, but I think a lot of people don't understand how it works, and they're afraid of the product because they just don't know how it works, how it's obtained.
Well, especially with this research, and I know it's been retracted, and I've had, as a scientist who reached out to me that wants to come on the show to talk about the fact that French study with the rats that had all the tumors, that has been retracted. But they can retract it all they want. You can't unring a bell. It does show one thing, if nothing else. We really don't know what the effects of consuming genetically modified foods will be on a population long term. We just don't know. And it could be good, it could be bad, but we don't know. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I think until we do know without any doubt that we should be discontinuing their use, because there's just so much unknown and there's better ways of producing food.
Right.
In the meantime, and I think it's just too much resources and effort and time being wasted and money on this technology when our labor could be put to better use, even if it is proved safe, which I doubt it ever can be.
Are there any instances that you feel that genetic modification could actually provide us with something beneficial? I mean, I understand you shouldn't be growing tomatoes in snow. You know what I mean? Look, this is nonsense what we're trying to do, okay? But are there instances where you could see genetic modifications actually benefiting us?
I don't believe it can benefit in agriculture, but in medicine, I think it might be beneficial. The first genetically engineered organism was a bacteria to produce insulin for type 1 diabetes patients, and I think that's arguably a worthy cause because it would have to be produced in a very tedious chemical reaction way, and it's just not efficient. So bacteria can be many manufacturing powerhouses of medicine. They also produce antibiotics, and I think that a lot of antibiotics are not good because they kill off beneficial bacteria, and the beneficial bacteria are what help protect us. So arguably, antibiotic production is bad, but so certain medicines, and then also there's an up-and-coming genetic engineering use, possibly, if it can be proved safe without any doubt, and that's delivery of vaccines through bacteria, and they would deliver bacteria straight to their target location. I imagine they'd be taken through pills or liquid form as opposed to a shot, and because there's a lot of controversy about vaccines, they have a lot of preservatives and nasty chemicals like mercury and formaldehyde.
Right.
I'm not sure. And then the other aspect is people have, we've decreased deaths due to vaccines potentially in the past couple decades. So people are upset if somebody doesn't get vaccinated because they're harboring disease potentially. But then there's the other aspect, which is,
And by the way, that's a weak argument, just for the record. Just hold your thought for a second. But think about this. So your kid goes to school with 100 other children. 99 have been vaccinated. Your child has not. They pressure you to vaccinate your child. But why? If the other 99 kids have been vaccinated, they're protected against it. You're putting your child at risk, not the other 99, but they use the rule that, no, you're putting all these other children at risk. That makes no sense. When you apply critical thinking, you're theoretically putting your own child at risk, not the other 99, because they've been vaccinated against it already.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I didn't want to segue too far, but I wanted to make that point. That's all.
Yeah. No, but the other aspect of it is that if you're healthy, your body is mostly able to withstand most diseases anyway.
Right.
So, because your immune system is able to fend off diseases. So back to the things that concern me most about genetic engineering. Should I talk about that?
Sure.
Okay. Because genetic engineering is so inefficient, this results in a bottleneck, basically, and a huge loss of biodiversity in genetically engineered fields, the actual corn fields that are GMO corn or GMO wheat, because we've lost so many of the potential plants that, through the process, because it kills 95% of the plants. So you end up with very few plants representing that population, and then you raise those for seeds, and so they're very similar, and you lose a lot of inherent genetic diversity, and genetic diversity is really important for agriculture and any population because we can't put in every single resistance to every single disease, every single pest, every single tolerance for every single environmental condition. We just can't do that, and there's no reason to, because it just takes way too much energy for the plant to reproduce the genes for all of that,
right.
And it would just take forever. So we need biodiversity. The answer to feeding the world is more diversity in crops, not higher productivity through genetic engineering, which it doesn't even really have a higher productivity in the long term.
No, it doesn't. That's been proved by University of Illinois just did a study showing that the yield is not greater, and from GMO corn, I think they looked at per acre. And when you look at the additional cost of having to buy your seeds and spraying tons and tons more herbicides, it's actually more expensive on top of it. So it's failed in its primary mission, in my humble opinion.
Yeah. Then the second thing that concerns me is antibiotic resistance, and because antibiotics are so widely used in the process of genetically engineering plants, everybody who does genetic engineering, whether it's at a university or at Monsanto, basically uses Agrobacterium tumefaciens mediated transformation as opposed to the gene chopper method, which, as far as I know, can only be done by DuPont. So every other industry, every other company is doing the bacteria, and I don't know of any other ways of genetic engineering plants as far as I know. So that's a concern for antibiotic and herbicide resistance. And then the third thing that concerns me, it concerns me the most, is monocultures genetically engineered foods perpetuate monocultures. And I entered genetic engineering because I assumed that monocultures were inevitable, and that's how we were going to, I didn't know that there were any other alternatives, and I assumed that food would come from small backyard gardens, because I always had a small backyard garden when I was growing up.
Right.
And we grew pumpkin and corn and tomatoes and onions. We only did it in the summer. We didn't do very much in any other time of the year. And we also used artificial fertilizers and pesticides sometimes. So I assumed that they were inevitable as well. And so that's how I wanted to do genetic engineering, because I thought it was less evil and unavoidable. But so monocultures, I believe, are the overarching problem, and genetic engineering is just a symptom or part of the issue. And genetic engineering relies on monocultures because it's ineffective to do genetic engineering at the small scale. It costs a lot of money. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of knowledge to be able to produce a genetically engineered crop, and companies want payback on that.
Right.
And so they'll only target the larger crops first, so corn, wheat, soy, canola.
Which, by the way, corn, wheat, and soy are the three most subsidized crops by the American government. Is it any wonder that the United States outpaces every other agriculturally developed nation by 3 to 5-fold on their use of genetically modified crops? It's just, you know, this is what scares me about this whole thing. The government is allowing this to happen because they've got the biggest investment and the biggest return on investment potential of anybody out there. And it's really scary. Here's what I want to talk about. We have to take a break. What I want to talk about when we come back is this: the real problem that I see right now is there's a disincentive not to grow genetically modified crops because of the cross-pollination issue. Even if you plant heirloom seeds, somehow your crop will become pollinated by your neighbor's crop up the road. And a lot of farmers have been sued over this as well. But you wrote about this in your paper. We're talking with Janessa Stemke. You can learn more about her by going to riversidefoodforum.org. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that were going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more.
Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25. Now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Later in the show, we'll be joined by Steve Lapidus from Age Force. And then, even later in the show, I'll give you my opinion of what's going on with the Quest Protein Bar label claims lawsuit. We're talking with Janessa Stemke right now. So, Janessa, excuse me, what about the whole cross-pollination thing?
Yeah, so actually the main thing that caused me to walk away from genetic engineering was learning that we have the capacity to prevent cross-pollination.
Really?
But it's not being used. And I've questioned several high-level officials as to why it's not being used.
When you say, when you say officials at the company level or officials within government?
Government. I questioned Roger Beachy, I believe his name is, which is basically Obama's undersecretary for genetically engineered food. And I questioned several university researchers who run various institutes for genetic engineering.
Right.
So the technique is called pollinator specificity genes or pollinator specificity. And it works because every plant species has pollen grains which are unique to each species, and
that's why corn can't pollinate wheat, for instance.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's different ways of pollination. You know, some need pollination by bees, some by wind, some by flies or hummingbirds or butterflies. But each plant species can only pollinate its own species, and this works because the female part of a flower will, it's called a stigma, will recognize the pollen when it lands on the stigma by wind or by bee or a pollinator. And if it has the correct proteins or the correct structure, then the female will feed the pollen grain and nutrients to allow germination and growth, and it develops a pollen tube which grows down towards the female egg and allows fertilization. But if the pollen grain doesn't have the correct proteins, or if it has proteins from another species, then the plant won't be recognized, and it will inhibit germination of the pollen grain and not allow cross-pollination for that particular plant. So genetically engineered crops can be engineered to add another pollinator specificity gene along with herbicide resistance and antibiotic resistance and your fish gene. And I asked Roger Beachy and I asked other people, why isn't this technique being used? Surely people have thought about it. And I haven't actually heard anybody else talk about this, and so that's why I really want to share it with everybody. I think we all need to
In fact, the government, the FDA, the authorities having jurisdiction over agriculture should have mandated that and said, okay, if you want to experiment with the American population, we have to protect our heirloom crops from being cross-pollinated. Exactly. So here's what we say. You can modify these plants to grow in snow, but you also have to modify them so that they won't pollinate other crops.
Exactly.
And this makes perfect sense. And let's face it. The only reason why it's not being done is because they want this cross-pollination to occur. I know I'm going to sound like, and you can take an arm's step away, a step away from what I'm about to say, but this whole thing about genetically modified foods and Monsanto, there's a vested interest of this government to control crops around the world. And what better way than to have an insidious crop that once it's planted, it takes over everything else. I
don't know if it is being used in that way or not. I don't know.
And that's why I said you can step away from what I said, and that's why I said that.
But I can't say for sure one way or the other. But I do question that. I think it might definitely be plausible because I've questioned several high level USDA officials about this. Roger Beachy came to speak at Cal Poly Pomona in Southern California, and I got up and I talked about pollinator specificity genes, and he sidestepped the question. And anybody with a scientific background could easily see that he was completely sidestepping my question and not answering it at all. So that's how they get out of it. They don't answer the question, and they make the person who's asking the question look like they don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
So
the bottom line is these crops could be modified so that they would not contaminate, is a better word to use, other crops, but it's not being done. That's the bottom line.
Exactly. And then people might say, well, for example, my mom was asking me last night, what if we just put the pollinator specificity genes into the crops that don't want to be contaminated.
Mm.
But then that would be genetically engineering the crops that we don't want to be genetically engineered.
Right.
So it's a one-way street. We can only do this in the things that we're already tampering with.
So what you alluded to the fact at the beginning of the interview that there were some sort of alternatives to get the things that we need without genetic engineering. So how do you end up with a tomato that will grow in the snow without genetically modifying it with fish genes?
Well, first of all, we shouldn't really be growing tomatoes in the snow. But
I agree with you there. I mean, it's ridiculous. But go ahead.
If you do want to, there's greenhouses, and there's somebody in Minnesota who grows food year-round in a greenhouse in negative 40, negative 50 degrees below zero. Just with a greenhouse, and this is in Minnesota where it's freezing,
right.
So it's possible without genetically engineered foods, just the right techniques. And since I stepped away from genetic engineering, I've delved into permaculture and biointensive farming and food foraging and just bringing community together. Producing food is about growing community and being adapted to where you are and not throwing a outside source of agriculture in and importing food, and it's about being adapted to where we are. And I've been studying with many amazing teachers over the past couple of years, and I'm really thankful to have learned everything that I've learned so far about all of these different techniques and practices. So permaculture is a method of obtaining essential human needs, food, water, shelter, clothing, anything that you might need through methods that work with nature rather than against it. And the theory was first, I wouldn't say he developed it or he established it, but he kind of brought it all together in a concise word, permaculture, by Bill Mollison. He's from Australia, I believe, in 1970 is when this concept first kind of took its current form. But I would say permaculture has been practiced for thousands of years all over the world, and it inherently is adapted to your location. It's wherever you are, permaculture is going to vary. So permaculture for Seattle is going to be very much different, where they get a lot of rain every year, like almost every day they get some rain probably, versus rain in Southern California, we get maybe 8 inches of rain a year. So techniques are going to be very different. Raised garden beds, which are the common method of gardening that people think about when they think about home gardens, those are really only adapted to the Pacific Northwest, where they need to elevate their garden beds to keep their soil from getting waterlogged. Most other parts of the country would do all right with just in the ground garden beds. And if you have really dry
and these are all noble, and we espouse this stuff on the show. But the problem with this discussion when we're trying to talk to politicians is, oh, but it's not practical to feed the world that way. This notion that we have to feed the world, which we first have to understand that this whole idea of feeding the world is nonsense. There's a small select group of people in specific countries who are starving to death because they live in climates and on terrain that you can't grow anything on. And we keep shipping them wheat and corn and stuff. And we say, well, we need to create plants to grow for this 1% of the world that we're talking about here. It's like 1% of the world that we're trying to manipulate the crops for the other 99% of the world to feed. And I say, airlift them out of there and drop them someplace where they can farm and raise animals. Why are we trying to grow corn in the desert? It's idiotic what we're trying to do here. So
and that's actually how Mesopotamia became a lost civilization, is growing food where it shouldn't have been grown.
Yeah,
and
yeah, exactly.
We're in the same problem today. We only have 30 years left of agricultural production in the Central Valley of California, which produces 80% of the country's fresh fruits and vegetables in the wintertime. And it's just due to salt buildup, because all water sources naturally contain trace amounts of salt. And eventually, when you're irrigating something that shouldn't be irrigated and the evaporation exceeds rainfall, you end up with salt, because the plants don't like the salt. They leave it behind, and eventually it builds up, becomes toxic, and destroys the soil. So this issue is polluting. We've already lost one-third of the Central Valley, and we're on track to lose the entire thing in 30 years. And another thing, the Ogallala Aquifer between the Great Plains, we're pumping at 2,000 times the rate of replenishment. We only have 50 to 100 years left of water supply in the Great Plains, and it's going to become a dust bowl again. So it's more than just genetic engineering. But we can resolve this, because if everybody, I'm not saying this is going to happen anytime soon, it would be nice if it did, but if everybody in the United States grew food and fruits and vegetables instead of grass in their front yard, we could meet the nation's food.
Yes, and I predict there is going to be a renaissance return to this. It's happening already. We're seeing it, and it's going to be necessary. It's not going to be something that's a fad, like, oh, yeah, I have a garden. We're going to go back to the way it was. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a last commercial break. I want to ask you to summarize whether or not you believe there is an opportunity to or time and place for this type of genetically modified crop. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. By the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy per Coba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking to Janessa Stemke. Her website is Riverside Forum. I'm sorry, Food Forum. I keep getting the leaving the food out. RiversideFoodForum.org. Check it out. So what do you think? Do you think that there is a time and place for genetically engineered foods? Is it something we should just stay away from?
I can't say with a definitive yes or no that genetic engineering does or doesn't have a time or place in the future, but I can say with certainty it doesn't belong in the food supply or the ecosystems on planet Earth at this time. there's just too many unknowns, and it's just a waste of resources, time, and energy to be putting into this research. We don't have this kind of time to waste right now. We need to up our food production. And I was mentioning biointensive farming, which is how to grow more vegetables and fruits, nuts, grains, berries, and other crops than you ever thought possible on less land than you can imagine. There's a book by that title by John Jevons. I highly recommend reading John, J-E-A-V-O-N-S. And this method of farming is 5 to 32 times more productive than industrial agriculture. 32 times more productive. I find that hard to believe myself, but I've been experimenting with it in the past couple years, and I did work on a large-scale organic farm a couple years ago, and I do find that it's more productive, much more productive, because it just maximizes use of resources, and it does tax the soil more, so you don't want to use it exclusively. You want to combine it with other methods of farming and also space your plants out a little bit more. Because it does take out a lot of the nutrients if you do it all the time everywhere. So as a rule of thumb, use it 20% of your space and rotate which spaces you use it. But that's one method. And then also food foraging is my exciting thing. I first started food foraging when I was 4, but I stopped until I was 21 because I didn't know how to find more information about it. And then my friend was in a parking lot with me and picked a fruit off of a plant in the parking lot and said, here, eat this. And I said, what? You can eat fruit off a parking lot? So I got pretty obsessed with it since then. And I take people hiking in Southern California through Naturalist for You. It's a nonprofit. And we do all sorts of nature stuff, but food foraging is my exciting thing. Urban and wild, medicinal and nutritional, all sorts of aspects about food. And eating wild food is a way that we can ensure and just becoming more familiar with the foods that are out there native to our areas, because they're more likely to provide us food in climate change and when things become more unpredictable. So everybody needs to become familiar with those foods again. Because I believe we should adopt the ways of the land. We should adapt to the ways of the land that adopted us rather than taking techniques from Europe and plopping them down in the United States where land is different, climate's different, everything's different. And also, it's not going to work unless we come together as a community and grow community gardens or support local food in whatever way we can. So that's the key.
And that's really the first step, in my opinion. A lot of people are not going to or don't have the time to do the community garden thing. They just may not. I mean, they've got children, they've got careers, everybody's working, everybody's running, and the last thing they're going to say is, you know, I want to start a garden. But everybody can support their local farms. There are farms out there that are supported, that you can support through farmers markets. And once you go to the farmers markets, you get connected with people who have cooperative buying power, where you join a club, or you can find ways of getting people together to support a particular farmer and say, hey, we want to buy all your produce and all your pastured eggs and even in some cases raw and pasteurized milk, and we'll get our beef from you. And this is so simple to do. It's so simple to do. And we talk about this on the show all the time. CSAs are everywhere now.
Yeah, and in Riverside and a lot of other places, we're seeing a resurgence of food co-ops, which haven't had much growth since the 70s.
Right.
But food co-ops are a big part of the answer. Not everybody can get out into the community garden, but we, for those of us who do shop at grocery stores, we can buy our local food and support our communities. And if you can't grow your own food, at least help grow your community. So Riverside Food Co-op, we are starting a produce buying club, a produce delivery service. Right now people pick up their produce boxes, but And this will raise money for a storefront. And we're also seeing lots of other food co-ops pop up in Southern California, in Pasadena and South LA, all over the place. So it's a way to take back our power from the corporations and be able to take in control of our food supply and our communities.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. And that's what has to be done. Unfortunately, people like you, Grant, the head of Monsanto, say that those attitudes make us elitists. But, you know, and I've said this before on the show, I don't spend my winters in Aspen and my summers in Paris like I'm sure you, Grant's family does. I am not an elitist. I drive a 24-year-old Volvo. But what I place value on in my life may be different than those who make up the majority of the American population today. And that is, I place a greater value on my health. And as a result, I spend more of my money on things like the types of foods that I can get from my family farmer and supplements and gym memberships and getting to sleep early and so on and so forth. And so I guess if that makes me an elitist, then I am. But we should all be these types of elitists, every one of us.
Well, you might be an elitist in terms of your health, because health is wealth. So more power to you.
Yeah, there you go. Listen, I want to thank you not only for publishing this paper, but for coming forth and doing it in a scientifically rigorous approach, as opposed to having a lot of emotional investment. There's the part of what's making us that's hurting us right now in the GMO discussion is there are a lot of zealots out there. And when you lead with completely emotional arguments, we lose. But when you lead with scientific arguments against their science, then we cause people to think. So I want to thank you very much for writing this paper.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me on the show. It's really an honor and a pleasure to be talking with you today. I just put the paper out there because I thought maybe somebody somewhere might find it useful, but I never anticipated being on the radio, and now I've been on the radio twice about it in the past couple of weeks. So I wrote it many years ago and figured, I'll just publish this now that I have a website to publish it on for the Food Forum. And if you're in Southern California, I do all sorts of food-related workshops and activities. So we have a produce swap and a seed swap and an idea swap, where we just come together as a community to share resources and troubleshoot or build a community in relation to food. So
should people reach out to you at the give the website again real quick.
RiversideFoodForum.org. That's FORUM.
And there is a contact tab on there. I'm looking at it right now. So there you have it.
And you can also download the paper. It's under resources, and it's on the articles tab.
Perfect.
You can read my entire paper.
Thank you, Janessa.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Steve Lapidus as we talk about where Age Force is going in the new year, and then I will give you my opinion of what's going on with the Quest label claims lawsuit. Stay tuned.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micelle.
bestseller casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Every time I hear this song play, I think maybe you should have gone to rehab. You'd still be here with us today. Great talent lost, unfortunately. Okay. Later in the show, I'm going to give you my my two CCs on the Quest label claims lawsuit. But right now, we're joined by Steve Lapidus from AgeForce. How you doing, Steve?
Good call. How's everything?
Fantastic, fantastic. As we wrap up the year is rushing to a close here. So many good things to talk about. But before we talk about 2014, let's talk a little bit about 2013. AgeForce introduced some new patches. They're clearly having some great effects out there. We've had some of the users on the show. What were the three top biggies for you this year?
Well, first of all, Carl, let your listeners know I'm working from home today.
Oh, so you have the little doggy in the background.
For the holidays, so if they hear Killer, our little 3-pound poodle, barking, they'll know what that's about. And also, a quick reminder call, we're in the last days of that 50% off stocking stuffer sale on the website. That's a terrific, terrific opportunity to stock up on patches that you've been using or, buy some new patches at 50% off. We've had terrific response so far.
And you can go to superhumanradio.com, and there's two big banner ads side by side. You can't miss it. Just click one of them.
Yep, absolutely. Well, again, we got pretty aggressive in 2013 call, and we introduced three new patches. Perhaps the superstar patch of all was the introduction of our fat-burning weight loss patch.
Right, which continues to grow as science reveals new potential agents. You add them to the patch. So that's great.
Correct. Yeah, we upgraded that formula twice after its introduction. And again, as you said, put it so aptly. Every day there's new scientific breakthroughs, there's new peer review studies, and we watch that stuff. And as we, whenever we can improve an existing formula based on new science, we do that. And they're running changes, and the Bat Burn has been upgraded twice already. A phenomenal patch. I don't know when you want to talk about a little special we'd like to run on that, but
talk about it now. Talk about it now.
Okay. Okay, we want to give away the first month free of anybody that wants to try the Fat Burner Weight Loss Patch.
That's this is separate of the 50% off any patch you want.
Yeah, this has nothing that we want. First month free. We want to take those orders over the phone by calling 305-788-6604. Call us. We'll take your order over the phone. It's for our order ship option. You're never locked in. You can always cancel any time you want, but the first month of your auto ship order would be absolutely at no charge. We will send out a 30-day supply of the Fat Burner Weight Loss Patches. Try it. If you like the performance and the results, just the auto ship will remain in effect. If you're not happy, cancel any time you want. That's the first 100 people call that call us. We'll give away a first free month.
That's awesome. That's very, very awesome. Okay, talk to me about the female libido patch with oxytocin, but more importantly, the Ready Now male sexual performance patch. How are they doing?
They're both doing very, very well.
But tell me the truth. Which one is working better? I got to believe the male sexual enhancement.
The male patch is a better seller at this point. The male enhancement patch.
Because guys are all about performance. Let's be honest. When we just look at the traditional male-female role, guys are about performance in the bedroom much more so. So they want that edge, in my opinion.
Well, it's a huge market, obviously, with the prescriptive advertising that was done for that little blue pill, male performance. But again, the female libido patch with oxytocin has been has done beautifully for us. It's a wonderful, wonderful formula. And oxytocin is a remarkable formula ingredient. So those two patches have been great. We're very pleased with the performance of both of them. But with all of that advertising for Viagra, et cetera, that's a huge market. So the Ready Now Male Sexual Performance Patch has sold better than the female libido patch.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about what patches we're looking forward to in 2014.
Well, there is one patch that we have done a tremendous amount of research on, call.
I happen to know for a fact that you were looking at this patch a while ago, but then you started getting emails from some of your clients saying, hey, why aren't you doing this patch? Which made you go, okay, we need to move it to the front burner, right?
Well, that and we're also the more we dig into the pros and cons of this patch, the more we see the incredible benefit of a supplement, and the supplement is resveratrol, the incredible benefits of delivering resveratrol via a time release direct direct the bloodstream transdermal patch.
And that's because a lot of the research on resveratrol, they're not taking it orally, and the research that where they do take it orally, almost 99% of it is lost in the liver, right?
Well, in fact, and there are numerous peer-reviewed studies to validate this. When you take resveratrol supplement orally, the first pass liver functions and the absorption in the gut less. It's almost less than 1% gets into your bloodstream,
where
of course it has to go to provide benefit.
Right.
So somebody taking a 1,000 milligram of milligrams of resveratrol orally is winding up with 10 milligrams in their bloodstream.
Right, right.
So we are going to be in the first quarter of, and we're really excited about this, because the health benefits of resveratrol are legion. In the first quarter of the year 2014, we're going to introduce a resveratrol patch, and it's going to deliver a tremendous amount of resveratrol to one's bloodstream, because it just totally avoids that first pass liver function. We're really excited about this patch. We haven't priced it yet. But, as we always do with a new patch introduction, Carl, we're going to give, we'll give a terrific buy-in opportunity, to your people.
Is it possible to get it in both a Merlot and a Cabernet, or does it only,
I hear you.
Yeah.
Drinking red wine, the resveratrol content in red wine, it's still that first liver pass.
Who wants to drink red wine to get the resveratrol? That's nonsense, because of the alcohol. The alcohol,
right.
Look, I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the new markets, because we have a lot of people who listen to the show that are in law enforcement. We have a lot of people who listen to the show that are active military deployed overseas, and I want to talk about some new marketing programs that are going to be focusing on them. We're talking with Steve Lapidus right now, sponsor of Supreme Radio, also with Age Force, obviously. And we're talking about what Age Force is up to in 2014. In the meantime, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to save 50% off any patch. Make it a stocking stuffer. This is a great gift to give to somebody this year. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for with special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Steve Lapidus about what's up with Age Force for 2014. I am looking forward to the resveratrol patch. I got to be honest with you.
So yeah, tell me, and we ought to. We're sky high with that, Carl.
New markets, Carl, new markets.
We're in the middle of a, our company has never really devoted tremendous resources to marketing. Yes, we partner up with Superhuman Radio and just a couple of other, companies. But about a month ago in one of our meetings, one of the fellows called to our attention that we have a tremendous amount of customers that we ship to APO and FPO mailing addresses. Now, that's military. So a decision was made, let's look into how can we get Age Force dietary supplement transdermal patches front and center with military and their families, with police, law enforcement, and their families, with EMS, first responders, with firefighters, etc. And we have put together a marketing plan for the first quarter of 2014, where we will be doing some advertising on military websites, law enforcement websites, EMS websites. We have, interestingly enough, Carl, we've identified a charity, a charitable organization called Active Heroes Org. We've made a major contribution to them, and we're going to be devoting a portion of our sales to military, law enforcement, whatever, to this Active Heroes Org. They do wonderful things to support active and veterans in the military. It's something we're very excited about. You know, we feel that this is a marketing demographics, you know, military, law enforcement, EMS, firefighters that we're going to be proud to address. We're going to have an exclusive discount for them. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, and that's a really important group of people to provide some sort of discount for, in my opinion.
Yeah, and which we are. We're going to have a very meaningful discount. Interesting. If you go to our website now, Carl, on the right-hand side of our homepage, there's a box where we talk about active heroes. A link where you can go to the Active Heroes website, see what they're about. That's the charity that we are supporting. And there's also a link there to our military verification page. In other words, this is not a discount that we're giving out on the honor system. If you're an active duty in the military, any branch, a veteran, family members, firefighter, policeman, EMS, you go to the verification page. It's a very short little form you fill out, and you're instantly verified, and that takes you to the to the page that announces the discount for service members. So it's a very rewarding. We're very proud to do this, and we're looking forward to bringing our products to the military and to the EMS, firefighters, and law enforcement.
What about customer service? I hear that you're making some improvements in customer service. What can you do more than you already do? I mean, I've never had a single, and I got to say something. I've never had a single complaint from anybody. You guys have been sponsoring over 2 years now. I've never had anybody say they didn't do what they said they were going to do. In fact, I get emails from people who say they canceled their order, but you sent them the month anyway because it went out already. I mean,
but we get a lot of people that the 30-day auto ship. They get billed and shipped, and we get a phone call or an email, later that day, because we do that early in the morning. It's usually done between 6 and 7 a.m. Eastern time. Oh, my God, I canceled my order. I thought I canceled it. I don't want it, and this and that. And, we try to bend over backwards, call to work.
So what more can you do?
With those customers, yeah. And, keep the it went out, keep it with our compliments, what have you. What we're doing on customer service, one of the frustrating things we find, all of us, and I think all of your listeners call relate to this, when you email or you call a online merchant, someone selling products online, first of all, half of them don't give you contact phone numbers, we do. But when you call your email, you're waiting for a response.
Right.
You get an email back within 24 hours, maybe, or you get a phone call back the next day, maybe. We've worked very hard to return emails in 1 hour or less, and to return phone calls within an hour or two, depending on the phone traffic. So we're really trying to be extremely responsive to people, whether it be customers or just interested visitors that want to talk to us and have questions. And naturally, with as you can well appreciate, Carl, with transdermal patches, it's not like, a capsule or a powdered drink or this or that. People have questions about transdermal patches. It's a new concept to them when it comes to dietary supplements. And so we get tons of phone calls, tons of emails, and we want to be responsive almost immediately to those, as I say, within an hour, 2 hours at the most. We've worked hard to do that, and I think we're meeting that goal.
And one of the other things is you may have just mentioned this, and I just for some reason blanked out, but you're going to start offering express mail shipping as an option.
Who does that affect?
Oh, yeah. Our international customers and a huge number of customers, a big percentage are international customers. So we have a huge market presence in the UK, Australia, the European Union, and we've been shipping those customers U.S. priority mail, which is...
But it takes a long time for it to get there, right?
It's about 10 to 14 business days.
Yeah, so that could be 2 to 3 weeks, depending on when it goes out.
When you net out Saturdays and Sundays, sure.
Right.
That's why I say business days. Monday through Friday, but we just recently added an option for a U.S. priority express mail, which is advertised at 3 to 5 business days anywhere in the world. When you're dealing, it's costly. We don't make money on our shipping and handling. We make, a modest amount. We don't use it as a profit center, but
just to cover the labor, right? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And the direct cost of the postage
or whatever. Itself. Right. Of course.
Right. So again, it's been a wild year, 2013. We're geared up and ready to rock in 2014. Again, the first quarter will have that resveratrol patch, which we think is going to be just a wonderful, wonderful, healthy patch for people to use for so many reasons.
You know, the other thing I want to mention is that those people who are using your weight loss patch are not having the same concerns. And, you know, there's a lot going on in the news right now about weight loss supplements that are adulterated and causing problems with people's livers. And so when we were talking earlier about why resveratrol is an ideal supplement to be patch delivered, we talked about the fact that patch delivery bypasses the liver. The most toxic portion of the whole process when you eat something is the liver has to sort out what it wants to pass on to the body and what it wants to excrete. And this is where people's livers become challenged with some of these supplements out there for these weight loss supplements. Those people taking the fat burner pack don't even have to worry about that stuff.
No, not at all. And again, everything we do is in the United States with FDA certified sources. If we don't make it up.
Steve, are you there? We lost him. We lost Steve. Steve, are you there? Are you back? Okay, I don't know what happened. But anyway, as he was saying, everything that they produce is in the United States from FDA sources. And, of course, it's not an issue for people using the fat burner patch to worry about losing their livers to these supplements because it avoids first-pass liver degradation in the first place. We were going to have to end the interview here anyway and go to break. Go to SupremeRadio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. To take advantage of their 50% off. Don't forget, if you want the first month free, call 305-788-6604 and tell them you heard it on Supreme Radio to get the first month free on their weight loss patch. Get a jump on the year coming up before everybody else is making their commitments to lose weight. You can already have your patches in hand. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to weigh in on the whole Quest label claim lawsuit. Be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on two or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the superhuman nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. I've gotten emails from many, many people. Some of them are Facebook messages, pointing me in the direction of an article that is up on a blog about Quest protein bars being called into question about their label claims. So I sat quietly before I took a position in this because I wanted to make sure I did some research, since people trust that I at least read something before shooting my mouth off. And that was about 3 weeks ago. And I've enlisted the help of other people who are much smarter than me, as well as spoken directly to the folks at Quest. And I'm, you know, sat back and I weighed everything out. One of the people that whose opinion I trust unabashedly when it comes to the rigors of science is obviously Adele Moussa. And I think we all know that Adele has no agenda in anything except looking at scientific evidence in science, which is not always in the abstract or in the headline of an article. So I read the actual lawsuit itself as well. And here's my summation of the whole thing. First of all, we all know that California is a state that is virtually bankrupted, and their legal system is a little too liberal, in my opinion. I'm sorry.
for those of you who live in California, because the state is looking to make money. And the way to make money is you broaden the net, you allow people to file frivolous lawsuits, because that generates money for the state, believe it or not. So if you want to file a lawsuit against a company, you do it in California. You don't have to prove that you don't have to substantiate anything. You just have to have a well-written lawsuit by a good attorney that lays out a picture of what you think is going on and file a suit against that company in California, and you can get it on. And this is why a lot of these suits are filed in California, if you notice. Okay, granted, you know, Craze went down, unfortunately, but I don't believe that they were doing anything wrong, per se, and I'm going to explain, make some parallels here in a second. But that suit was filed in California by one person. And here we have a lawsuit being filed by one guy who claims that he was buying Quest protein bars, I believe at GNC, the lawsuit stated, you know, and based on the fiber content, you know, and obviously the impact of carbohydrates in it. And as a result, he feels like, you know, he didn't lose weight and it's Quest protein bar is the reason. And that, let's face it, we know that, the guy may have been doing a lot of things. But okay, so he files a lawsuit. He says, look, we tested the Quest protein bar and it doesn't have the fiber that it states on the label. So I turned to Adele Musa and I said, look, I've heard that a lot of these new digestion-resistant fibers and or carbohydrates that contain fiber, there really is different ways for testing them. You can't just test all these things the same way. And of course, Adele sent me, and what we're talking about here is something called isomaltooligosaccharide, or IMO, I think it's abbreviated to, in the lawsuit. Which, by the way, the lawsuit itself even states that it's using formulary developed by, guess what, Codex, of all things, to assess this. And in the lawsuit it says that based on their research that the Quest bar claims to have 18 grams or 17 or 18 grams of fiber, but probably has anywhere from 50 to 75% less fiber than that. And so I turned to Adele Musa. I said, Adele, are there lots of different ways to test for fiber? And of course, Adele, in his rigorous approach, sent me a schwack of studies that are up on PubMed that specifically state this, that there are all these different methods of testing for fiber in foods today, especially now that fiber is being supplemented in foods, added to foods, and that they are all different testing methods. There's the newly developed AOAC method. There are the TDF method. There is another one called the ENDF method. There is even one called the IDF method. These are all ways of testing for fiber in foods. And guess what? The reason there's so many methods of testing for fibers in food is because fiber is not something that's universal in different foods. Fiber acts differently, is digested at different rates, so it has to use different tests to test for different fiber contents. Because some tests actually destroy the fiber. There is really fiber there, but it destroys it. Some tests can show that there's no fiber in something you know there is fiber in, because you're using the wrong test. Now, I have no way of knowing which test was used by the plaintiff's group, but clearly, knowing that there's all these different tests, they didn't list what tests they used in the lawsuit, which makes me first, that's my first suspicion. If they know that there's all these different tests for fiber, and they even note in the lawsuit that there are some inconsistencies in the way fiber is tested, why wouldn't they say, and therefore, we use this test, which works, or is the choice test for testing the fiber in IMO. They didn't do that, okay? So the first thing I see here is we have all this potential for error. And in the words of Adele Musa, if you wanted to play games with Quest, you would purposely use the wrong fiber test method so that you could say, hey, look, there's only, you claim there's 18 grams of fiber in here, but there's only six. Okay. So the first thing that I want to point out is that the jury is out as to what fiber test they used. Okay. The next thing is that a company called ConsumerLab.com, which has been around since 1999, and randomly on their own tests different types of products for label claims on their own. This is unsolicited, and they decided to test the nutrition bar, energy bar, protein bar, meal replacement bar segments to see who had the best products out there for different reasons. And lo and behold, one of the bars that they tested was the Quest bar. In particular, let's see here. They tested the Quest banana nut muffin bar. Why they tested that one, I have no idea. In their label claim analysis, the bar did not fail any of its label claims. None of them. It was within 5% of its fiber claims. Now, clearly, this was, they just happened to be testing the whole segment. It's not like they went out and somebody said, hey, test the Quest protein bar for this. They tested everything. And quite frankly, in that report, which I had to buy to read, there were only two bars that failed the label claim testing in this particular case. It was MuscleTech's NitroTech Hardcore Peanut Butter Chocolate Chip Bar and the Supreme Protein Caramel Nut Chocolate Bar. And these failed because, respectively, one had more cholesterol than it claimed, and the other one had much more saturated fat than it claimed. But Quest passed with flying colors. Now, clearly, if there was a problem with the amount of fiber in their bar, this independent lab who tests various segments of foods on their own for consumer edification would have caught it. Would have caught it. Okay. So that's the other thing that we would like to talk about. Now, what do I know personally about Quest? I tend to think I know a lot about Quest. I remember when they started as a company in 2009 when they were completely non-existent, and I know what they are now today. They represent close to 60% of all the protein bars sold in this country today. Think about that, folks. They were non-existent in 2009, and today they represent over 60% of the protein bars sold in the United States. Now, if you were going to file a lawsuit against somebody, who would you file it against? Wouldn't you file it against somebody who's really big to try to threaten them to, hey, you know, we're filing this lawsuit, we're going to go after money. You're going after money with this thing, right? This is a class action lawsuit. We know what class action suits are. The law firm gets 50% of the money, if not more. Okay, so I'm not suggesting that the law firm found somebody to file these claims knowing that they would have this this broad stroke opportunity to make claims about the fiber, knowing that there's all these diverse methods of testing fiber. I'm not suggesting that this law firm is corrupt at all. All I'm suggesting is if someone wanted to do this, this is an easy way to do it. Find a company that's got a bunch of money that really is growing rapidly. Find an area that you can test and know that the various tests will produce different results, and then send out a lawsuit to the company hoping that they settle. I mean, we know this stuff happens all the time, but I'm not suggesting this law firm is doing that. This is probably a very, very on the up and up law firm that this person really came to because he was eating Quest protein bars and not satisfied, so he wanted to launch a class action lawsuit. Okay, so what do I know about Quest as a company? First of all, I know this, that everybody at Quest is involved in the project. And what I mean by that is if you were going to perpetrate something like this, you would need a Chinese wall, as law firms call it, a way to shield yourself from anyone knowing that you are doing things underhanded. Everybody is involved in every aspect. I took a tour of the Quest facility, the production facility. First of all, they farm nothing out. They make their own chocolate. They make their own white chocolate. They make it because they don't trust the stuff that's being bought by other bar manufacturers out there that they're using in their bars. Plus, it didn't stand up to their quality control. They wanted a chocolate that really tasted like chocolate, that had a certain mouthfeel, that looked a certain way, that stayed striated and in chunks, and instead of this powdery stuff that everybody, so they actually developed a line. They have a separate line that makes their chocolate. I'll tell you something else I know after touring their warehouse. There's not a single bag of sugar in the warehouse. Okay? So this notion that, well, something could be put in there accidentally. Quest makes only Quest bars. They don't manufacture on behalf of somebody else. They don't have a co-packer manufacturing their bars for them where someone could accidentally get, oh, we forgot. We thought this was so-and-so's run. It was such-and-such run. So we put this in there by accident. So everything is controlled from step A to step Z. Okay? The reality is that Quest probably has the highest standards of any company I've ever met in producing these products, which, by the way, while I was there, without them realizing that I saw this, I saw many of the key people at Quest eating Quest bars. So if you were making a crappy, now I know what you're saying, well, Carl, that doesn't mean, but just weigh everything together. Okay? If you knew you were making a bar that was substandard or had something in it that it shouldn't have, would you then eat it yourself? Probably not. Okay? And they weren't eating them in front of me. It wasn't like, oh, they took a bar out and said, hey, Carl, look, I'm eating one of these. I just happened to notice this when I was sitting with Vince Andrich, and I happened to look out in what they call the Viper Room, where the creative people get behind, get together and talk about new product development. So, okay. Then, an article decided that they were also going to try to destroy, on a personal level, the reputation of Ron Pena. And let me tell you something about two guys over at Quest, Ron Pena and Tom Bilyeu. If I was not doing business with these two guys, I would want to be friends with them because you cannot fake being a genuine person. Especially, I'm going to tell you something. One of my greatest attributes of growing up on the streets in Brooklyn is I can sniff out somebody who's a phony within 10 seconds. These guys are not phonies. They are committed. And I can't tell you what they're working on, but I can tell you this, that they are committed to giving people healthy alternatives to crappy foods today. And it's not because they just want to, they're not talking about the bodybuilding and fitness community. They're talking about the country as a whole. I happen to know that Tom Bilyeu's reason for getting into this business is because he has a family member who he felt pain over about this person's struggle with obesity. And he and Ron sat down and they talked about, like, well, how can you get obese people to eat the right foods? And they came up with, well, they've got to taste as good, if not better, than the choices that they're making now. This is the genesis of Quest. It wasn't, hey, this is a great segment. They already had a successful internet security business. It wasn't like, oh, you know, where can we make the most money? I happen to know that when they sold the internet security company, this was a much more difficult task to step into because there's so many things with it, but they were driven by the desire to change the opportunities of the foods that people were eating. And there's a lot of great things that are going to come from Quest you're going to know more about next year. I mean, that I'm really excited about. But I think that the trying to attack Ron Pena on a personal level to imply, see, this company can't be trusted is nonsense. We all have things that could be twisted and manipulated to look bad about us. My God, if I ever get successful enough, I'm sure that my domestic violence charge will come back out to the forefront. Oh, people listen to this guy, and meanwhile, he's a domestic violence offender. They don't know the whole story of what actually happened or whether or not the charges were even worthy. Because in this country today, anybody can go into court and say anything that they want. No one's testing any of this stuff anymore. So I think that it's offensive that individuals who they themselves probably have things that they could want to hide as well, right away they want to destroy somebody's character. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. What I do know about this is this, that Quest is not going to give in and pay off some law firm who is going after them with trumped up nonsense charges, as you will see, as time goes on here very shortly. They Everything that's in the Quest bar is on the label, and nothing short of that. If it wasn't that way, then Consumer Lab on their own would have said that they didn't meet the label claims for fiber, just the way they showed that these other two companies had more in there that they should have had of cholesterol and saturated fat. The bottom line is this. This is, in my humble opinion, an opportunity to try to exploit a company that is on the growth side. That's a very, very exciting company right now that's doing some amazing and wonderful things for the eating opportunities of people who want to eat healthy. And they thought that they were going to use this and just walk away with a bunch of money. That's what I think this was all about. But what they're going to find out is that Quest has truth on their side, and that when you use the right study, assay to test for fiber, that this bar has all the fiber that it says it has. And the reality is that I will continue to promote Quest bars. I will continue to eat two or three a day and stay lean. I don't know what this guy's problem was in California. I got a feeling that he had a lot more going on than just eating Quest bars. But this is nonsense, folks. This is really nonsense. And I take offense to this because this country is filled with opportunistic attorneys who are always looking to make a dime on ripping somebody off by suing them. I know a guy who was sued by a previous employer, and because of where he was in his life at the time, could not afford to fly to that state to present himself at the hearing. And so his previous employer got a judgment against him for $10 million. That was unfair. That was exploitation. He was right, but he just couldn't show up at court. So he was made out to be wrong. This is what happens in courts. Courts are not about justice. They're not about honesty. They're not about truth. They're not about fairness. Remember that. There's nothing going on inside of a courtroom that has anything to do with honor, truth, or the pursuit of truth. Okay? It's all about money. It's all about making money. And that's exactly what this is all about, too. So I continue to promote Quest bars. I continue to eat Quest bars. And I say to you unabashedly, do not buy into this BS lawsuit, which will be shown to be just what it is. And you know what I really hope? I hope, I don't know that you can do this, but I hope that after Quest shows, by using the right tests, that the fiber in their bar is what they say, that they countersue this group of attorneys and this guy. I hope they do. I wish they do. I hope they do. I don't know if they're going to, because they tend to be the kind of company that wants to focus on the positive and not the negative. But I hope that they do, because it has to stop. These frivolous lawsuits against individuals because they can quote unquote pay has to stop. I mean, the only bigger parasitic group out there, other than our politicians and big pharma, big agra, really are the attorneys that present their cases. It's disgusting. That's my position on it. Okay. And if you have more questions, if you feel like I missed something, email me at onair@supremeradio.com. I'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio
2-H banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Adele Moussa just posted up on my Facebook page in reference to my little discussion or my statements about the label claims lawsuit against Quest Protein Bars. A study that is available in Springer, on Springer.com. It's review of fiber methods and applicability to fortified foods and supplements, choosing the correct method and interpreting the results. And he put one of the plates up there that shows exactly what I'm mentioning here, that the different methods of testing produce different results. And unless you use the method that is appropriate for the food source that it's intended for, you're going to get mixed results. You're going to show that foods that have way much fiber in them have none at all. And that is all that this lawsuit is about, the fiber. Keep that in mind when you hear more about this discussion as we move forward. So there you go. And I really take offense to the whole attack, personal attack. Ron Pena is one of the most genuine people I've ever met in my life. And in fact, many of the things that I like about myself, I like about him because he's inquisitive. He's open to everything and anything. He is spirited, highly motivated. And you know what? He has a special talent of taking people around him and raising them up to their full potential. I see the people that he surrounds himself with. And when they work with him, they end up becoming better people than they were before they started because he brings out the best in people. And I take offense to people attacking him personally if that's the goal to try to bolster this lawsuit. Because the guy's a great guy. Anyway, that's it. All right, look, next Monday, I'm off the air for the rest of the week. Next Monday, we're back on the air, and Elisa and I will do a wrap-up of the year and our favorite things as a we do a casual Monday instead of casual Friday. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. By the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.